Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Nice to be here.
Hey, this is going to be a fun segment, and I am so delighted to have Linda back. She is going to have the pleasure of hosting as we do a remote broadcast for the event that we're focused on today. But we also have back in the studio, no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone, Strategic Initiatives Director for Women Investing and Successful Entrepreneurs, cleverly forming an acrostic WISE. She is with Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs, ACE Loans. Please join me in welcoming back to the broadcast, Ms. Karen Davis. How you doing?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Now, we spoke a while ago, and this thing was brewing, and now we're getting really dangerously close to the event actually happening.
We're going live on Wednesday.
So, you excited?
I'm very excited. We have some amazing coaches who are signed up to do the speed coaching, and it's going to be a great event.
So now, the event is a speed coaching event. It'll be held November 5th from 4 to 7 at the Loudermilk Center on Cortland Street. And it's an exciting event. Can you share for our listeners maybe an overview of what they can expect?
Okay. And so what we're doing with our WISE initiative, Women Investing in Successful Entrepreneurs, is really trying to create opportunities for women to have one-on-one time with experts in the areas of marketing, finance, social media, and business development. When you think about a conference and you attend a conference, you usually listen to what the panel has to say to you.
Right.
And if you're lucky, you can get the mic and get your question in.
Right.
Well, with our speed coaching event, this is very different in the regards that you actually have 20 minutes one-on-one time with a coach in five different coaching areas. And you can ask them whatever you want and talk about what you want and get that expert advice one-on-one.
So it won't be as theoretical. It'll be more practical because I'm going to get usable information for my specific endeavor, right?
Exactly. And the setup is, think in terms of speed dating. The cocktail table, two chairs, you sit down with a person. Instead of 5 to 10 minutes, you get 20 minutes,
right.
And you're getting coaching on your business instead of a potential bad date.
So who are some of the people that are going to be the coaches?
So they run the full gamut. So we have three premier coaches, which Lara Hodgins, who's with Now Account, Mary Parker, who owns All in One Security, but she's also the chair of the Atlanta Business League. We also have Susan Nethero, who's known as the Bra Whisperer, who founded the Intimacy Chain, 18 stores nationally, $38 million in sales. We also have folks like Becky Davis with Becky Bikes. We also have Patrice Washington. A lot of people hear her on morning shows. She's written a book on wealth management. It just runs the full gamut. We have 34 coaches.
Wow.
34 coaches wow. signed up, running from angel investing to launching a business product to here's how you get it done right with social media.
So are the matches already made, or you come and then the matches get made when you're there?
So actually today, all of the registrants received an email today with an actual profile. We wanted them to have an opportunity to take a look at the coaches to see who they are, who they potentially want to meet with, so that when they come in, they'll check in, go into the ballroom. Each section will have sign up for all of the coaches. So we'll have 5 in marketing, 7 in finance. So it runs, the numbers vary based on the survey that we did initially, but people will have an opportunity to see before they get there, who the coaches are, and try to identify who they want to be coached by.
Now, the attendees, what do they look like? What is their profile?
And so most of the women who signed up, we asked the question, you know, how much in sales are you, how long have you been in business? So most of them have been in business between 2 and 4 years. Most of them sales between 200,000 and maybe $1 million a year. A lot of them seem to be pretty much, you know, in the startup phase and can truly benefit from business owners and experts who've kind of been there and been doing this for a while.
So I've been around too long. That's why I didn't get invited, huh? Uh-huh.
Next time.
How did you get the word out about the event, other than this, of course?
So we have been on Radio X and really have had an opportunity to speak to the listeners in this space. We also did a lot of social media postings. We sent out 4,000 plus invitations through Constant Contacts, and our coaches are helping us market, as well as the wonderful committee that we have that's been working with me to help plan this phenomenal event.
Terrific.
Now, the event isn't free, and that's on purpose, right?
It is on purpose. What we found in talking with some of our partners like ProWin and NABO and ABL, other folks who do events, not necessarily this particular type of events, the attrition rate is nowadays 50%.
Right.
And so this was an attempt to get a little more buy-in from the registrants right now. And so, I think it's working out about the same as far as the number of people registering. So that was a good thing.
It's not super expensive. It's $15 for this experience. I mean, you'll spend that on vodka just in a regular night out, right?
I know I would. And they can use the WISE discount code. For your listeners, the code is WISE, all caps, WISE, discount, lowercase, one word, WISE discount, to get $5 off. So we'll make it even cheaper.
Nice.
And then you brought with you one of the coaches, right?
I have one of the coaches. I have
Got
one of
sponsors.
Our committee members. And two sponsors. Our diamond sponsor, which is PNC Bank, is here with us. And so we'd love to hear from them as to why they chose to
sure,
support us. And
we're going to get to Courtney, but let's start with one of the coaches.
Good deal. So why don't we start? We also have Leanne Maxwell here, who's a sponsor as well as a coach. So you want to kick it off?
Sure. I mean, why not kick it off with vodka, right? So I'm Leanne Maxwell, CEO of Vixen Vodka, and I am very excited about this event, not only to participate in the coaching, but to serve some cocktails afterwards.
So now, what made you want to get involved with it? Like, how did you become aware of it, and why was it important for you to participate? I'm sure you get bombarded with requests.
We get bombarded with requests, and we try to strategically pick the ones that we say yes to. It seems that everyone wants free vodka. It's kind of crazy. but I've known Susan Netherow for quite a while, and through her I met Laura, and I am now a Now Account client. And I'm in love with this organization and what they do for women, and wanted to be a part of it in any way that they asked me to be.
So now, as a vodka sponsor, you're giving out or charging? How does it work? You have to give that out?
We're serving.
Serving. Special. Yes. You made a special mix for
them?
We
have the Vava Vixen that we're serving.
You do a lot of focus groups to come up with that? Like
how do you get part of that? Because I many focus groups. It's a tough job.
How do you get part of that team?
I'll put you on the list.
Okay, thank you.
The cocktails that we serve at events like this are definitely targeted to a female palate. There is no burn in this vodka, and it's gluten-free. The cocktail that we're making that night, it's a lighter cocktail, so, it's not a dirty martini, although we can make that happen, but it'll be delicious.
So you mentioned Now organization. Tell us about that, if you would.
I'll speak to it as a client. Now Account basically funds our purchase orders. We are in 7 states now, and with 7, and this is before our 2-year anniversary, so a little pat on the back to us. And so we work with 7 different distributors in these different states, and they all pay fairly differently. Mm-hmm. And by utilizing Now Account, we get paid within about 3 days.
Great.
And then for a small fee, of course. Mm-hmm. And then they are basically our collection agency after that. And it's worked ridiculously well for Vixen.
So it's a step up from a PayPal sort of a thing. They actually go after.
Yeah, I mean, not that they have to, but it's one thing off of our plate.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. neat.
So now, can you talk about how you got into the vodka business? Were you always in the vodka business?
I like to drink it.
So you were a consumer?
I was a consumer. And the Reader's Digest condensed story, which is a true story, is that we were on a girls' beach trip. And we drank too much and came up with this crazy idea and then came home from the beach and sobered up and remembered it. And the name is a great name, isn't
right.
it? Mm-hmm. It's a great name. And it wasn't taken, so I bought it. and bought about 20.
You have the Red X too. We have the Red X.
I know. I thought we were very, we had a lot of synergy going on here.
And the same name.
But there wasn't a vodka out there. People mentioned Skinny Girl. She's a mix and she's ready to drink, and we are a pure 80 proof vodka. There was not a vodka out there that targeted women and that marketed to women, not down to women and not condescending to women and not looking at women in the spirits industry as either sex objects or arm candy, but, you know, consumers who consume a lot of vodka. And so we decided we would make a vodka that talked to women and targeted their palate. And so we came home from the beach and we registered the name and bought about 25 websites. And then I called my ex-husband, who the whole husband thing didn't work out, but he's a really good creative director. And so he does all of our branding for us. And then we looked at each other and said, wonder how you make vodka, because we had no idea. But we found a distillery in Denver who does, and they did our formula for us that we own and is in our safety deposit box now. And it took us 2 years to get from beach to shelf.
And then, so what were some of the things that you didn't anticipate when it was the idea on the beach?
I think the biggest thing that we didn't anticipate, you know, I'm a huge fan of Sarah Blakely, and I'd love to put vodka in my trunk and drive it around like she did with her pantyhose, but I can't do that. I have to go through distributors.
So that were you not aware of that going in?
I knew that I had to go through distributors. I knew that selling vodka out of my trunk was illegal, so I didn't know that much. That's about all I knew. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize how difficult it is to get distributors to say yes to you.
To a new brand?
To a new brand that happens to be a vodka. Because they kind of look behind them at the wall of vodka and say, yeah, we don't need another vodka.
How many vodkas are out there?
Probably 9,000. No, I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but maybe not that much. I mean, vodka, I call it the sweet tea of the liquor industry. It's the easiest thing to make and has, you know, a lot of profit margin to it. You don't have to age it or oak it or worry about grapes or dirt. So there's a lot of competition, but, you know, the way I look at it is there's a lot of everything out there.
That's right. That shouldn't slow you down.
It hasn't.
Now, when you're selling it through a distributor, are you trying to sell it to restaurants? Are you trying to sell it to liquor stores? Like, who's the market for this?
Yes.
It's for everybody?
Yes. It's funny. In different states, it's just different. We're in so many different states, and I've learned. In Georgia, the restaurants and the bars and the hotels order directly from the distributor. So whereas Total Wine orders 26 cases at a time, STK may order a bottle. So you can decide where my marketing efforts go in Georgia. However, in South Carolina, everybody orders from the liquor store, including the restaurants. So most of the liquor stores didn't even want to talk to us until we had a group of restaurants lined up to order.
Right.
So we do different marketing efforts in different states.
So how do you get in front of the restaurant? Do you have to do like events?
Yes, we have to do promotions and things for the bartenders and menu cards and table tents and pretty much anything they ask for. We say, okay.
Is that where the red shoes come in?
That's where the red stilettos come in. We have worn out quite a few because we average about 24 events a month.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's through the seven markets?
That's through, yeah, a lot. I mean, a lot is really targeted in Georgia since it's our home state. Mm-hmm. But we feel that we are marketing to women where they are. And our demographic doesn't really go to the clubs as much. So we target salons and spas and boutiques and tennis clubs and women investing in successful entrepreneurs. And we go to where the women are.
So what are there legalities about that, about going into a salon and serving
alcohol? It depends on each state, of course, mm-hmm. but most of the time, if it's a private event, mm-hmm. We can sample.
Okay,
we can do a taste test. We can do a focus group. We're not selling.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So you're not allowed to sell in that environment, no. But you can.
No, the
sample.
The only thing, yeah, we can give out a tasting, a sampling, and then tell them which liquor store is in their area.
I can tell you there was a lot of discussion in the studio this morning about samples, and I don't see any.
We thought we would replace our water with your samples.
I say vodka is just awesome water.
Exactly. I was on board. They were giving me a hard time. So now when you go to this event, you're not only going as a sampler, you're also going as a coach?
Yes. I'm going to be there as a coach, and I'm not exactly sure what my focus is because I've done a little bit of everything. I have been in the finance field for about 28 years before I started being the vodka fairy. But the way I look at it with coaching, and I've done several events, I've been a guest speaker at Mercer University and College of Charleston about entrepreneurship, is my focus is really on taking a brand to shelf and what all that entails. I've written business plans that I never thought I would do. And, you know, so marketing, social media, everything. But I believe that the key to a successful business is its branding.
And how did you get funded? Can you talk about that? Because I'm sure there were some heavy, heavy upfront costs, right?
Well, the best thing about having this ex-husband is that the website and all the branding and all that was on him, and generously so. So we were able to get started without some of those difficult upfront costs. But then when it came to actually producing and having inventory of vodka, yes, we did have to raise money. Okay. And we had a gentleman that came on as a consultant that gave us a valuation of the business based on what we had done prior to having really one drop of vodka. So based on, we decided we would build the brand before we made one drop of vodka. So we built Vixen the brand. And so he came on and basically valued the company. He's an expert in the spirit space. And once we had the valuation, then I went out and raised money. I have twin boys that are 32. And when they were in school, they played every sport known to man. And I would say, put me on any committee but fundraising, because I hated to ask for money. And now that's all I do. And I'm pretty good at it. So we raised $1 million through a friends and family round.
Great.
Now, how did you come up with a valuation that you were happy with?
Well, I don't think anybody's ever happy with their valuation. I mean, watch Shark Tank, right? So it's one thing to, you know, for you to ask a business owner what they think their business is worth. It's another for a objective third party to come in and tell you what your business is worth. But we had no idea. You know, we really had no idea of even how much money we'd need. And, you know, what, however much money you think you need, you should probably add a couple zeros to it. One of the biggest pieces of advice that I'll probably give on Wednesday night is be really smart about what you know, but be even smarter about what you don't know. And I had no idea, but he did. And he, you know, you see, I've surrounded myself with people who know what I don't know.
So the consultant that helped you with the valuation,
that
was a critical element.
Critical. And that's, I mean, I get a lot of people coming to me to ask for advice, and, you know, a lot in different industries, and I'm like, I don't know your industry, so you need to find somebody who does know your industry to give you a valuation of what, and it may not be what your company is worth right here, right now, but it may be what the company has the potential to do.
Right, because one person, when you ask a valuation, they might say, oh, it's worth X, and somebody else might say it's worth 10X, because ultimately it's in the eye of the beholder, right?
It is, and in each industry, you know, you have probably a different multiple, and you also have different goals. I mean, you know, some people may want to sell vodka for the rest of their life and build their company up to be like Tito's has built his up. I personally don't want to sell vodka for the rest of my life. I have other plans. We are licensed as Vixen Enterprises, DBA Vixen Vodka. We also have a Vixen Entertainment arm. We also have a Vixen Shopping arm. So vodka is just our first sexiest project, probably.
Right.
And so, but that's what he had to value the company at day one.
But
that's,
you still needed the money in order to execute, to get the thing going.
Absolutely. And then that's why, you know, when I'm giving you all way too much information, but when I do go out and talk to friends and family, you know, it's basically you're investing in a concept right now. You're investing in a brand. I had one investor who was a friend of mine, and she and her husband invested, and the husband kind of leaned back in his chair, and he said, I don't know why you want to invest in a vodka company. And she said, I'm not investing in a vodka company. I'm investing in Leanne.
Makes sense, especially when you're pre-revenue, because you really don't have any multiples to make a computation with. Where did you find the expert that helped you? What process did you go through?
So I knew I needed money, so I started talking to anybody that I knew that had money, which I didn't think I knew anybody. And I kept saying, I don't know anybody that has any money. And different people would say, yes, you do, you know. And so I ended up, I say this is a business of relationships, no matter what you're in. And I ended up talking to somebody who said, you need to talk to this guy who'd been on Wall Street. And so I talked to him, and he knew somebody else who knew somebody else, who sent me down to Florida to meet with a group of ex-liquor executives who thought I had something just by looking at. I have a presentation that's really good. And so they flew me down, and they brought the consultant in. And they said, if you think she has something, then we want to invest in her and this company. And So he said, I'll give her 30 minutes. And 4 hours later, we're still presenting. And the company that brought me down said, yeah, we want to take you national, and here's how much we want. Mm. And they wanted a lot of money to take me national. And it was...
They wanted you to pay them.
Yes. Mm. And they wanted a percentage of the company plus some monthly fees. And we do a lot by our gut. And it just did not feel right. And so I called the consultant that they brought in.
So, and this was a complete stranger.
Complete stranger. But...
But you were impressed by what the consultant...
Again, relationships. And I just felt like we had... Like it really jived and we got each other immediately. But this group, you know, it just didn't feel right. And so I called him and I said, I really like you. And I really like, I feel like we could have a good relationship together, but I'm going to say no to these guys. And I said, and there was a part of me that felt like I was saying no to being national and walking away, but I just had to go with my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called him and said, I'm not going to go with them, but I'm sorry. And he goes, nope, that's what I wanted to hear. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
So is your end game, you obviously have, you want to go broader, but do you have an end game to sell at some point as a package?
I believe so. I believe that it'd be, you know, I went to a conference up in New York City, and the keynote speaker was David Karp of Tumblr. And his quote that I wrote down and remember to this day is, we knew we were on the path to get there. We just needed somebody's help to get there faster. And that's his quote about selling to Yahoo for $1.1 billion pre-revenue.
You wrote that one down too, right?
Oh, yeah. So we know we're on the path, but we just need somebody's help to get there faster. We, you know, my brother who's in real estate, he calls it shouting in a closet. He said, you're doing a great job, but right now you're shouting in a closet of seven states. So we're wanting to get national global domination.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we have another coach with us, so we want to introduce Nancy.
Corpenning.
Corpenning.
Yes.
So what liquor do you sell?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, but I sure do like vodka. I am the newest Vixen vodka fan here.
One at a time, right, Leanne? Just get them one at a time.
That's right.
Boy, what Leanne was saying really resonates with me because, first of all, I work with women entrepreneurs.
That's right. You're with C-Suite Advisors.
Exactly. And I work with women business owners who are wanting to increase the value of their business. So that all of those steps that Leanne's going through now to actually increase that, sometimes it takes somebody holding up a mirror and saying, this is what I see, and here are some steps you might want to think about. Mm. And so that's actually how I got to know Grace Fricks, who is the CEO of Women Investing in Successful Entrepreneurs, and its parent, really, Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs. Grace and I served together on the NABO board here in Atlanta a number of years ago. And have stayed in close touch, and she very graciously invited me to serve on her advisory committee.
And your specialty is women entrepreneurs, right?
It is, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then how'd you fall into that niche?
Wow. Actually, I am a corporate refugee. I spent 30 years in corporate America, and actually what brought me to Atlanta was my last corporate kind of gig was helping to start up WebMD, and I launched WebMD's first physician website. And after about 6 years in a dot-com, where we measure our years in dog years, I decided I was tired of being platinum on Delta. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I talked with a number of my business friends and family and said, what do you think I ought to do? And they said, you know so much about business in your little finger, you really ought to be helping small business.
Mm-hmm.
I had totally drunk the corporate Kool-Aid. I had no idea how much of American business is small business. Mm. So I have gone from not knowing anything to becoming a small business evangelist. And one of the very first things I did was to join NABO because I knew I was going to be lonely and I needed support.
Right.
And so NABO has given me some amazing women business owners to be around. And I learn something from them every day. And part of what I did was facilitating the CEO roundtable there for about 6 years. And again, I resonate so well with women business owners, and I want to see them succeed.
So now, what differences do you see in a man and a woman business owner?
Oh, there are a lot of differences. First of all, why we start businesses. Very often, women are starting businesses because they have families and they need the flexibility. I tell you, I don't know anybody who works harder than a working woman. Whether you own your business or you're working in someone else's business, but to start up a business while you're on your own, when you're a woman, and if you're a mom, I tell you, I have just enormous respect. I think that the way women think about money is very different. And I think that's one of the reasons that ACE and WISE exist, is to make sure that women realize there are other options beyond just bootstrapping, that is using your own money, to grow an enterprise that's larger than perhaps you may feel. Mm-hmm. I think confidence is sometimes a problem. I think that women surrounding other women support one another very, very effectively. Sometimes it's a matter of competence. And as Leanne was saying, one of the things my clients have told me that they really appreciate the most is I help them understand when and how to hire an expert. Knowing what their highest and best good is and where they should be spending their energy, rather than struggling over bookkeeping when you can.
And they hate it and they dread it, and then and it's sucking all their time and energy, and then.
Or they're just in denial. Right. And just going, la, la, la.
Don't
do it.
That's not a female disease either, I think.
No, I don't think so either.
So your role really is to facilitate the business growth and the. Mm-hmm. Management savvy growth of the owner, is that right?
Right. It's really focusing on building the value in that business. And that generally starts from having a clear plan in mind. Where do you want to go? And if you don't know where you're headed, how will you know when you get there? Right. So we start out with that, and then we sort of break it into bite-sized pieces, because particularly as a business gets to that growth stage after startup, the issues become more varied and more plentiful. And sometimes, and this is not unique to women, but every business owner can get into overwhelm. And so we help a little bit with the help them focus and prioritize.
So can you tell us about one or two of your success stories? How long have you been at it?
Absolutely. I've been doing this 8 years. Mm. C-Suite Advisors started in 2006. And I have a number of clients who my clients stick with me. It's just the engagement shifts over time. We started very, very high touch, where I would spend a half day a week in my client's office with them at the outset, mostly so I could kind of take a picture and get a sense of what was going on.
Right.
And from that, I don't do the business plan for them. I help them create the plan that they want. And what I'm trying to do is teach them how to fish, not to hand them the fish. So one of my very early clients was not a woman-owned business. It was an engineering firm. And one of the frustrations that the president had was that he was spending just an incredible amount of time focusing on the financial aspects. And he's an engineer. He didn't want to do that.
Right.
And so I set up a little exercise for him. I said, here's a legal pad with three columns, love, hate, and meh. I said, for the next week, every time you do something at work, I want you to write it down in one of those columns. Don't think about it. Just write it down. The next week I came in, we looked at the hate it, and I said, you have just written a job description for a COO. Mm. And he said, I can't afford a COO. And I said, I didn't say a full-time COO. Right. And he didn't know it was possible. Hmm. And so just those sorts of things, I liken it to teaching people more that they're more letters of the alphabet than A and B. Mm. And go ahead.
So how do you engage with clients? It looks like you're doing classes, teaching more to fish.
Yeah, I have a program called CEO School for Women, which is not a school. It's a year-long business growth program that includes teaching, but it also includes hands-on workshop-type experiences, and perhaps most importantly, an accountability circle where they share their strategic issues with other women business owners in a confidential and non-competitive environment.
Very nice.
What's the most rewarding part of your job?
Oh, it is seeing my clients thrive. It is so much fun. Another client who I've been working with for a number of years has just been approached by two different businesses and two different industries, really, to acquire her business. And we're sort of working toward a longer exit. And now she's at the point where she realizes, I'm farther along than I thought I was, because I started this before someone came up and asked me and said they were interested.
So do you get cut in on that deal when she sounds?
No, I don't. Some business advisors do. I do not.
Don't worry, she'll probably start something else.
I am certain of it.
So now, what's your expectation for this event on November 5th?
I think this is going to be fascinating to just get to meet all the different women entrepreneurs coming in. You know, Georgia has led the nation since 1997 in the number of new women-owned business starts. And this is a wonderful opportunity for them to go in and talk to experts and ask questions. And I think that women are very good at asking questions, too.
Now, if you're a woman that's attending this event, what advice would you give to them to make the most of their 20 minutes with you?
I would say, first and foremost, they should think ahead of time of what are the issues that they are struggling with. Write it out. I always, always tell my clients, if you write something down, it becomes real. And so write it out and then be ready with some questions. But most importantly, be ready to listen and to hear some of the ideas. Don't accept the advice blindly. Just take it in, process it, and talk to other people. In fact, I would encourage people, if they're looking at financial issues, for example, to try to speak to several different coaches, because they're going to get different input.
Right.
And then to really think about it and talk with their business advisor or business coach or partners or whomever to figure out what works right for them.
Karen, pretty exciting event coming up, huh?
Yes, we're really excited. I told you it's going to be great.
It's going to be a good event. Yes. And our last guest is one of your diamond sponsors.
Ooh.
Not only a diamond sponsor, he's looking like I am.
You might not have been aware of that.
Get the checkbook ready.
Courtney Smith also is a longtime friend of Ace PNC Bank, and so he can really speak to the relationship with Ace and Grace Fricks over a number of years. And so we're really excited that he's here to support us today.
Well, welcome, Courtney.
Good morning.
Now, PNC, obviously, one of the largest banks in the country, right?
Correct.
And you're here in Atlanta supporting the women business owners, the women investing in successful entrepreneurs. Why is that group important to PNC?
I think this group is real important to PNC because we're always looking, particularly as a community banker, for opportunities to engage and connect with our community. And as we're entering into the Atlanta market, we're relatively new, but we're growing and always looking for opportunities to assist in the growth of small businesses and just the development of the entire community.
Now, what are there some resources that PNC is able to deliver to these, kind of startup? I don't want to call them all startup because they've been around for a few years, but the kind of at the beginning stages of their business?
Well, I'm glad to say that we have a number of products and services that are available to prospects and our current clients. But we also have a lot of associates, approximately 1,100 associates that have been certified as women business advocates. And I'm proud to say that I'm one of them. And another interesting statistic is about 30% of the 1,100 advocates are male. And I think Nancy had mentioned about the differences in selling and the needs of women-owned businesses. So as a corporation, we're mindful of that and real sensitive to the women-owned businesses, and we like to be engaged with them from that standpoint.
Now, are you going to be there as a coach as well, or you're just going to be hanging out drinking vodka with Leanne?
I'm going to spend a lot of time with Leanne, but we do have some of our associates that have volunteered, and we will provide resources to some of the clients of the event.
Now, what do you want from a woman entrepreneur or an entrepreneur in general to be prepared to have a conversation with a banker? What you know, you need them to be buttoned up in a certain way, right?
Well, as Nancy mentioned, I think one of the great things about this particular workshop is that you can receive a lot of information. But typically, from the financial standpoint and the advice that we give, have a real good package, a business plan, financials that are in a manageable format that can easily be interpreted by bankers.
So you don't like napkins with sketches?
Not so much. We try to move past that, but and that's one of the good things about ACE, that they're able to take the napkin and actually help develop a business plan, which a bank could actually utilize in making a loan decision. So as part of this workshop, I think most of the participants are further along than, having a business plan on the napkin. But, just being able to articulate what your business is, have a marketing plan, a finance plan, and just a clear direction of your business. And I think that if they're able to get a lot of takeaways from the workshop, then hopefully they will be, in a better position for us to provide products and services to.
Does PNC do the lending directly, or do you work with the SBA, or how does that work?
We have SBA programs, and we do direct lending. And one of the other things that Karen had mentioned, we're a longtime partner of ACE, and so we provide financing to that organization to actually provide to small businesses. So indirectly and directly, we provide financing to small businesses.
So tell us about ACE. We've referred to that a few times. Can you kind of explain where that comes from, what that acronym stands for?
Yes, Access for Capital to Entrepreneurs. And I've actually been involved with that organization probably 7 or 8 years now. And Grace Fritz, who's the exceptional founding CEO of the organization, approached me a number of years ago to serve on a loan review committee, in which at that particular time, a large loan for that organization was probably $5,000.
Wow.
The organization has grown now, and I think the largest loans we're making are probably in the $2 million range. So over the last 10 or 12 years, the organization has grown, and I've actually had a chance to grow with the organization from being on the loan review committee to actually being on the board now. And so I, appreciate all of the work that the organization has done to promote small businesses within the state.
That's great. It sounds like it's a great way to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Yes.
Now, is there any mistake that you see that business owners make time and time again when it comes to trying to get a loan or working with a banker?
Not having a clear understanding of their financial needs. A lot of times, I think utilizing the resources of an ACE or a similar organization to actually go in and help them realize where their financial position is, and then either graduating from a micro lender to an actual traditional bank. I think those are some of the areas in which a lot of small businesses have difficulties.
So sometimes you might say, you know what, why don't you contact ACE? That might be a better starting point for you.
Yes, we like to refer over to ACE, and even organizations that are bankable, that have relationships with traditional banks, can still utilize the resources and a lot of the tools that ACE provide. This organization is great for networking, building business plans, furthering your business plan, reaching new markets. So I think that not only just having the finances in place, there are a lot of other things that small businesses need to be successful.
So what's the nature of the majority of your funding? Is it for capital investments, or what growth strategy? What are you investing in?
A little bit of all of the above. We, as with this event, we provide sponsorships to help the organization promote a lot of the programs that they have. And then we provide lending to the organization so that they are able to lend back to small businesses, which I think is probably the most critical part. If they are limited in their capital resources, then that limits the number of organizations that they can work with. So we try to, you know, work on both ends of that.
That's great. You sound like a great partner for them.
Hopefully we are, and I've enjoyed working with Karen and the rest of the staff. They do a tremendous job, not only here in Atlanta, but in some of the distressed and underserved areas throughout the state of Georgia.
Mm. Now, Karen, you must be so proud to have this group around you today.
I am. I am over the top excited.
Because now you're only 2 days away from this event, November 5th from 4 to 7 at the Loudermilk Center, the speed coaching event where women are going to be able to ask and spend time with experts so they can help grow their business. But are you finding that a lot of women, they might have marketing problems, they might have branding problems, they might have all kinds of other problems, but if they're undercapitalized, that's the kiss of death, isn't it?
Well, you do need money to grow your business, but, you know, I really like what Leanne said, which was, you know, she worked really hard on building a brand. Mm-hmm. And so there's work to be done outside of getting the capital to launch. And so I think with the coaches that we'll have on hand, they will, if they are at a place where they are working on the brand, they could spend their time in that space.
Right, and fill the gaps where they need it.
Exactly. And then for those who are there and ready to really take that next step to access capital, you know, instead of us just doing traditional, we included the non-traditional approach, which has really taken off when it comes to crowdfunding and angel investing,
right,
and product launching. And
not
so
just traditional finance.
Exactly, exactly. So we have those, we have both categories. If you're mm-hmm. looking for traditional financing, whether it's through an organization like ACE that does micro lending and smaller loans to smaller entrepreneurs, or a bank, or someone who's interested in angel investing and crowdfunding, will have opportunities for them to talk with experts in that field.
And let's go around the room. I know Leanne isn't here, so I will speak for her. I want to make sure that we get websites of all the participants. Is that all right?
Yes, yes.
You can learn more about Vixen Vodka at vixenvodka.com, or just go to this event, the speed coaching event on November 5th, and you can taste the, what is it?
Vava Vixen.
She'll be sampling there. And then, Courtney, best way to get a hold of you at PNC?
You can stop by any of the 68 branch locations that we have in the Metro Atlanta area, or we have access directly through our website at pnc.com.
And Nancy, your website?
C-Suite Advisors, and that's the letter C-S-U-I-T-E, Advisors, and we're at csuiteadvisors.com, also on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter.
There you go. And Karen, if somebody wanted to learn more about the event, is there a website for the event?
Yes, and there's still time to register. If you go to yspeedcoaching.eventbrite, and that's B-R-I-T-E, Brite, .com, yspeedcoaching.eventbrite.com. You can register directly there. You can go to our website, aceloans.org, as well. And if you'd like to reach out to me, I can be reached at 678-637-3627. Be happy to talk to you about the wonderful event that we have in store for you.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you for having us.
Sounds like it's going to be a great event. I can't wait.
And Linda, you will be representing Business Radio X as we do a live broadcast from there.
I'm waiting for the vixen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. She'll be sampling to give her opinion. But
that's right.
If somebody went to learn more about your business, you have a day job, where can they find you?
My company is Health Fairs On Site, and that's our website, healthfairsonsite.com. We create corporate health and wellness initiatives.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for being part of the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
And this is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.